Hello and welcome to Gifted in the Daf. I'm Yael Shimoni, bringing to you together with Adran and Yeshiva Drisha, learning Iyun in your Daf Yomi of Bekiut. And today we're going to touch upon a complex sugya, a sugya in Baba Metzia, Daf Mem Bet Amud Aleph, that touches upon what are the responsibilities and what are the laws of Shomer Sachar. So this sugya develops from a statement that Shmuel says in Daf Mem Bet. And let's just take a look at the beginning of the sugya. Amar Shmuel, Ksafim ein lahem shmirah ela bekarka. So Shmuel, who is a big Dayan, big Amorah, says that if you get money to be taking care of this money, if you're a shomer, if you're saving this money, the rules on how to keep the money safe. What do you have to do, says Shmuel? You have to dig in the ground and hide the money in the ground. And if you didn't do so, but you kept them in a different way, if they'll be stolen, you'll be chayiv. Rava continues and says, this law of Shmuel is only if you really had time to dig the money down in the ground. Amar Rava umode Shmuel be'erev Shabbat ben Hashmashot de'lo atrichu Rabbanan. Rava says, if somebody gave me money Erev Shabbos, didn't have enough time to put it in the ground, then I won't be chayav. Okay, then the fact that I didn't put the money there won't be mechayev me. It's okay, I'll be patur. From this sugya, it sounds pretty clearly that if I did dig a hole in the ground and put the money in the ground, then I should be patur, even if I'm getting paid for saving this money and keeping it safe. Even if I'm a Shomer Sachar. So this is what the Tosfot in the Sugya says. Tosfot, Dibur HaMatchil, Safim, Ein Lahem Shmirah Ela Bekarka, says the only way to safeguard money is in the ground. It requires further investigation. Tzarich Iyun, says the Tosfot, whether if a Shomer buries money in the ground and then the money was stolen, is he still Chayev? Or is he patur? Now, from the question of the Tosfot, it seems that the Tosfot has a strong inclination to understand that a Shomer Sachar will be patur if he indeed dig a deep hole and put the money there. Now, why would the Tosfot think that? For that, we have to zoom out and understand a few laws in Dinei Shomrim. We have four Shomrim in the Torah: Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Socher, and Shoel. Shomer Chinam, I'm somebody who is my Shomer, he's my guard, but I'm not paying him. That person, if he lost the money or if it was stolen from him, he's patur. He doesn't have to pay me. Why? Because I didn't pay him anything. Why should he owe me anything? When does he owe me the money? If we can prove that he was a poshea, if we prove that he didn't save the money at all, that he was being negligent, that's when he'll have to pay me back. But if we're talking about a shomer sacha, which means a guard that I'm paying him money, he is also chayav in ganeva ve'aveda. Even if the money is stolen or if the money was lost, he'd still be chayav because we're telling him you were supposed to be a professional guard. We're giving you money for your job. What happened? How come it was stolen? You were supposed to guard this from being stolen. You were supposed to guard this from being lost. So that's Shomer Sachar. But let's say something happened which he had totally no control over, unseen. There was a hurricane, there was an earthquake, and then the money was lost. Of course, the Shomer Sachar will be patur. Why? Because we have a rule in the Torah, Ones Rachmana Patre. Anything that happened to somebody that it had no control, he should be patur from. The big surprise is the din of HaShoel. If I lend something from you, I'm also chayav, even if it was lost by Ones. Even if there was a horrible accident, a hurricane, an earthquake, it doesn't matter what happened, I will always have to pay you back. Why is that the din of Shoel? We won't get into that because we're focusing on Shomer Sachar. But this basic law of Shomer Sachar says that a guard that you pay money for him to guard whatever it is he's guarding, he is chayav even if it was stolen. But if something happened that was unseen, he's patur. So according to Tosfot, when Tosfot is asking this question, he's saying, wait a minute. If the best way, the maximum way to keep money safe is to dig a hole in the ground and put it there, if I did everything I could and it was still stolen, maybe I'm patur. Why would I be patur? Think about it. What do you think? Well, see, the Tosfot will explain himself in a minute. Okay, so as we said, the Tosfot seems to be inclined that a Shomer Sachar should be patur, shouldn't be liable if he actually did everything that was in his power to do the best to save the money, dig a hole in the ground and hide the money. But the Tosfot has a problem from a sugya in Bava Kamma. Okay, so this will be the only sugya that we will deal with. The Tosfot has also many other sugyas that he's juggling around here in Shas. And as I said before, what we're learning now is pretty complex, but I decided to make it a little softer and smoother. So we won't deal with all the sugya that Tosfot adds here, only with this one. And the reason I chose this one, first of all, because it's very central in Tosfot's argument, and also because it's from Bava Kamma, and I'm sorry that we didn't learn Bava Kamma with you, so I feel in debt too. Okay, so let's see. Tosfot says if we'll learn Bava Kamma, Daf Nun Zayin, we will see that in that sugya, it sounds as if a shomer sachar, a guard that you pay for him to save the money, is still chayav, even if he dug a hole down in the ground and hid the money. Where does the Tosfot come with that inclination? Let's begin by reading the sugya. So we're looking at the sugya a little from afar, and then we'll reread the Tosfot and see how the Tosfot proves that from this sugya it sounds as if a shomer sachar is chayav, even if he dug a hole in the ground and put the money there, like what Shmuel said. Okay, so the sugya on Daf Nun Zayin begins already in Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet in Bava Kamma, and there we have a famous machloket between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. The machloket between them is whether or not when I am a shomer aveda that I found an object in the street and I want to return it to the owner, and now I'm keeping it safe in my house. What kind of shomer am I? Am I a shomer chinam? Am I a shomer a guard that is not being paid, and therefore I'm patur from stealing, or am I shomer sachar? Am I getting paid, and therefore I'll be chayav if the object is stolen from my house? So I think what we all think is that you're a shomer chinam, which is what Rabbah thought. But Rav Yosef says that shomer aveda is a shomer sachar. Why does Rav Yosef say that? We won't get into the sugya. It's pretty complex, and that's also what's been passing in halacha, that a shomer aveda to shomer sachar. But in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Abaye asks a kushya on Rav Yosef, and he says, how can you say that if I am keeping an object I have found, a Shomer Aveda, how can you say that I'm a Shomer Sachar? I can prove to you from a Mimra of Rav Yochanan that I am a Shomer Chinam. How does Abaye prove this? Let's read along. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef, ve'at lo tisbecha deshomer aveda keshomer chinam dami, ve'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha'toen te'anat ganav be'aveda meshalem tashlumei kefel. Ve'isal kadatach shomer sahar havei, mai meshalem tashlumei kefel, karna ba'el leshalumei. So says Abaye, Rabbi Yochanan is quoted saying that if I am a Shomer Aveda and you lost your computer, I found your computer in the street, and then I put up signs and I wrote on the internet, I found a computer, you can get it by SeaMoney. And then you come to me and say, oh, here it's the SeaMoney, I want my computer back. And I say, oh, I'm sorry, the computer was stolen yesterday. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if I say that, I'm to'en te'anat ganav be'aveda, I am claiming that this computer has been stolen, then, says Rabbi Yochanan, if we discover that I was lying, that actually it wasn't stolen, but I just took it to myself and I gave it to one of my kids, then I will be chayav to pay double kefil for one computer and also to double the price. And says Abaye, that's the din of Rabbi Yochanan, but if that's the din, the only person who's chayav in Geneva is Shomer Chinam. That's what we began with saying, that only if you don't pay somebody money, he can say, oh, I'm sorry, it was stolen. If you are paying somebody money, he can't say, oh, I'm sorry, it was stolen. Why? Because he's getting paid exactly for that, to keep it away from being stolen. So if Rabbi Yochanan says that I, as a Shomer Aveda, can claim that this computer was stolen, and then that claim will be mechayev me in kefel, it means that I can actually claim that it was stolen. And if I am speaking the truth and if I am swearing over it, we will believe me unless we discover that I was lying. So therefore, I must be a Shomer Chinam, because otherwise, even if I would say that it was stolen, we would say, okay, Beseder. Yeah, you said that the computer was stolen. Still pay me my computer. One computer, it's true, not two, but the fact that it was stolen doesn't mean that you don't owe me a computer. And Rabbi Yochanan says otherwise. So this is a very strong point that Abaye makes. How will Rav Yosef deal with this? Well, one option is that Rav Yosef can say, I disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. But as we will see, Rav Yosef says something else. Rav Yosef says, Amar li, hacha b'maya skinan, kegon she'toen ta'anat listin mezuyan. Rav Yosef says, I agree with Rabbi Yochanan. I just think that Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that this is a classic story of stealing. This is a specific tale of stealing. It's being stolen because I was being robbed. Somebody with arms came and robbed this from me. Why is Rav Yosef saying this? Well, in order to understand this, we have to look at a Mishnah and a Sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Gimel, which is way further, and we'll probably return to it again. There, the Gemara brings a brisa that says that a shomer sachar is patur if he was being robbed. Let's just read it. Elu hem onasim sheshomer sachar patur alehim, kegon v'tipol shva v'tikachem v'et ha'nearim hiku lefi charev. The Gemara says you should know that usually a shomer sachar is chayav if the object was being stolen from him, but if he was robbed, that's a tool like Onis. And how do we know that? Because we have a pasuk saying that. What is the pasuk? This is a pasuk from Iyov. I don't know if you remember the beginning of Sefer Job, the beginning of Iyov. Very bad things happen. People are killed. A lot of money is stolen. A lot of animals are stolen. And when the animals are stolen, all of Eov's, all of his goods are stolen. People come back and tell him, "Listen, we were keeping your goods for you. We were taking care of your flock. But what can we do? The army of Shva came and took all the flock away." And it sounds from the Torah that Eov didn't tell him, "Oh, but you were my shomrei sachar. You got money to take care of my flock. Pay me back." Eov says, "Oh, what can I do? I lost everything." So this is a pasuk that claims that even if you do get paid for taking care of animals, if the animals were stolen by an army forced by people who were robbing you, using force to take the animals, then you are patur. So now we can understand what Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef says to Abaye, it is true that Rabbi Yochanan said that if I take an Aveda and I claim that it was stolen, that we believe me. If I do a Shavua, and if I'll be a liar, I'll have to pay twice. It's true, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. But what was in the statement? What's exactly the story that I was telling when I said that the computer was being stolen? The story is that it was stolen by somebody with force, a robbery, not just stealing. And therefore, it is only the Ptura of a Shomer Sechar and not a Ptura of a Shomer Chinam. So, according to this Sugya, it seems, as Tosfot is claiming, that there's only one kind of stealing that a Shomer Sachar will be patur from. Only if there was a robbery, only if there was force used in order to steal, then a Shomer Sachar is patur. But if he dug a hole and it was stealing from the hole, then he's still chayav. How can we prove this in the sugya? Because Rabbi Yosef only gave this example. If indeed Tosfot is right, that if a shomer did the best he could and dug a hole and put money in, then here Rabbi Yosef should have said, "Oh, I can tell you what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. He talked about a person who dug a deep hole and hid the money well. We're talking about a person who was shomer the best he could, and still it was stolen." Why did Rabbi Yochanan dafka give the example of robbery? Because it seems that only robbery is a case that a Shomer Chinam is patur, and any other robbery he's always chayav. And that's what the Tosfot says. Tosfot says, I really think that if you dug a hole, a deep hole, and put a money in it, you should be patur. But what can I do? In the sugya and Baba Kama, it sounds as if you're chayav. It sounds as if you chayav. ומאי פריך דלוק מבטוען שנגנבה באונס, כגון שמיק בקרקע קופמה, או שתקפתו שינה או חולי. עלמא כל גנבה לא הביא אונס, אלא ליסטים מזוין. Says the Tosfot. Rav Yosef could have said, oh, it's about somebody who dug a hole of 100 meters and put the money there. Or maybe it's somebody who was sick suddenly, and that's why he couldn't take care of the money. We can give all kinds of other descriptions of gnevat ones, of a situation that something was stolen, but it was stolen in a situation that we would call ones. And the sugya only brings this one story of robbery. So therefore, it sounds from the sugya that only robbery is a case that a shomer chsachar is patur. How will the Tosfot solve this problem? So we don't have enough time to get into this, but there are all kinds of ways to read the sugya to explain how, even though it's written the way it's written, still we can read into it that even if other things happened, you're also patur. Who says that? Tosfot elsewhere offers that as an explanation. Even though the sugya said robbery, it didn't mean just robbery. It meant robbery as just one option, and also other options are there. Why did the sugya only give the option of robbery? Because that's the most common situation. But also other situation that would be ones is also patur, and that's what this Tosfot thinks. Our Tosfot, but he begins by reading the sugya and says, "Well, the pshat of the sugya and Baba Kama is against me, and what's written there, what it seems that's written there, is that a shomer sachar is chayav always, only if it was robbed, then he's patur. And why is the Tosfot so adamant and willing to read the sugya and Baba Kama differently? Because the Tosfot has svara." And I want to read with you this beautiful Tosfot and see how he really thinks that even if the sugya has a pshat, if it doesn't make sense, we have to read it differently. אך תימהון גדול הוא, למה לא יהיה אונסים מעמיק בקרקע קופמות? דמאי הווה ליה תולה מיבד. Says the Tosfot, it doesn't make sense to me. If somebody dug a hole 100 meters deep, what more was he supposed to do? How can you claim that he's chayav? We cannot read that sugya the way it is. Continues the Tosfot and says, "Oin takafto shena, choli gadol." Let's say he had a heart attack. How can you say that he's still chayav? Lo nimtza shetiyeh ones gamur kelistim mezuyan. How can you say that robbery is more uncommon, is more unseen than to get a heart attack? This makes sense. And concludes the Tosfot, "Umikol makom en sevara klal shelo nimtza gnevat ones shiyipater ba shomer sachar." The Tosfot here is very, very strong, and he says, I think that logic says that if a shomer did the best he could, he'll still be patur. Patur, if he did the best he could, he won't be chayav. Why? Because if something happened, it's honest. It's not in his control. If he was sick, if he dug a deep hole, that's beyond what he was supposed to expect. That's unseen. And any gneivat ones, he will be patur. This is the Tosfot here in Daf Mem Bet. But if we go to Daf Nun Zayin in Baba Kama and read the Tosfot there, we will find the Bar Plugta of the Tosfot. The Bar Plugta is also quoted here, but we will go and read who he is in a moment. But before we read and discover who the one who's cholek on the Tosfot is, let's just see that the Mordechai also goes along with the Tosfot here in Daf Mem Bet, and he says, "V'li nir'e lechol ones gamur patur b'shomer sachar kmo listin." Says the Mordechai, "I really think that a robbery is just a dugma. It's just an example. It's not that the sugya meant that this is the only case. It means it's an example for a situation where somebody didn't have control and therefore he was patur because he did the best he could." So that's the view of Tosfot here in Daf Mem Bet and the Mordechai in Baba Kama. But if we look at the Tosfot in Baba Kama Daf Nun Zayin, we will see that a different Tosfot thought differently. And who's that Tosfot? It's the Ri. The Ri is one of the big Ba'alei Tosfot, like Rabbeinu Tam, one of the earlier ones amongst them. And when he reads the Sugya in Baba Kama, he inclines to read it as is Pshat. What's the Pshat of the Sugya? As we saw, that only robbery is Patur, and any other stealing, you're Chayav. How can the Ri say this? Let's read what the Ri says. V'nireh l'Ri. Shomer sachar begneva. Svarau, inyan migzerat afilu. So says the Ri, if you will read Bava Metzia, you'll get to Daf Tzadik Gemel, you'll see that the Gemara there says that stealing is very, very, very close to onsin. Stealing is really something that you don't have control over. It's not that ones is different and stealing is different. They're very, very, very close. And therefore, says the Ri, the minute that the psukim themselves say that a shomer sachar is chayav in geneva, it's a different way of the Torah to say that also a shomer sachar is chayav in onsin because he's chayav in geneva. So the basic idea of a shomer sachar is that he's chayav in geneva. Why do we say that he's patur in listim mezuyan, in robbery? The Ri says, what can I do? There's a pasuk, right? The pasuk in Iyov that says that a shomer sachar is patur. So according to the Ri, everything is just according to what's written in the Torah. The Torah said that a shomer sachar is chayav in onsin, but the Torah also excluded only robbery, and that's why all of stealing, any kind of stealing, doesn't matter what happened, what's the story, you'll always be chayav, but only if it's a specific story that the Torah said that you're patur, only then you'll be patur. The Tosfot finishes and says, "Vedochak." Vedochak means I am unhappy with what the Ri said. Why is the Tosfot unhappy with what the Ri said? Because maybe the Ri explained to us how it's written in the Torah, but it doesn't make sense. What is the logic behind this? Why would this be the law for Shomer Sachar? Why would the Torah say such things? So let's try to understand, give a Savara for the Ri, because it's really hard to explain. The one who helps us understand is the Prisha, which is an Osek Kelim in the Shulchan Aruch. He's the Sma, and he also wrote on the Torah a commentary, and there he quotes the Ri, and he offers an explanation. Let's see the explanation. V'haklal, v'tzarich liot einav tamid al hadavar hanatun bidado lishmor, v'az dafka hu patur, d'ma lo la'asot shenitlam bidado bizroa, ma she'en ken, k'she'en einav alav, amrinan, ilu haya sham, lo haya ba haganav lachpor tachat hakarka. Says the Prisha, it is true that if I dug a hole 100 meters down and put there their money, that it looks as if I did everything I could. But that's not really the case. How can we decide if you did everything you could? What is everything you could? So says the Prisha, when you pay money for somebody to guard your money, you are expecting him, and that's actually what's written in the contract. It's a contract saying you have to be present all the time. So, if we can claim that the fact that the person was not there was something that could have prevented what happened, that there is a connection between the fact that he wasn't there to the result, then he will be chayav. And when I dug a hole 100 meters down and then went home, if I would have been there, then the thief would not have dug a different hole to start with because my presence would have prevented him from doing his deed. So there is a connection. The connection is the connection of negligence. We look at the fact that you weren't there as if you were negligent. Why is that negligence? Because that was our agreement. You were signed on an agreement that you have to be present. So anything that we can prove that if you were there would have been prevented is under your fault. So that's what the Prisha is offering in order to explain the Ri, and that makes more sense.
And it sort of smooths a little bit of the Dohak. Still, I think the Tosfot in Bava Metzia and the Mordechai make more sense, more easy sense than what is said here. But this is not bad. So let's sum up what we saw. On one hand, we have the Ri and Bava Kama. On the other hand, we have the Tosfot and Bava Metzia, our Tosfot. And according to the Ri and Bava Kama, the agreement is you have to keep guard. And the minute that you left your post, anything that we can prove that was connected to the fact that you left your post will be under your responsibility. And according to the Tosfot, our Tosfot in Daf Mem Bet, since you're a Pater in Onsin, anything that is really out of control, you will still be Pater from it. So many, many, many other things you'll be Pater from. According to the Ri, you always have to be present. And according to the Tosfot, you don't always have to be present. You just have to do the best you can, and then you can go home. What is the difference between them? It seems as if the Ri goes more of the pshat of the sugya in Bava Kama, but at a cost of a harder svara. On the other hand, the Tosfot Daf Membet is going against the pshat of the sugya, offering a different way of reading the sugya, saying that robbery was just an example. That's not the pshat of the sugya, but his svara is much easier. And the Prisha helped us to add a little bit more Savara to the Ri, but still it looks as if the Savara of the Tosfot here is stronger. I want to look to conclude our shiur at the Ramban. The Ramban is a big Talmid of the Tosfot, and he offers another way of looking at the Sugya, something in between the Tosfot and Bava Metzia and the Tosfot in Bava Kama, closer to Bava Kama maybe, but still looking at this from a different light. The Ramban says, I want to break between two situations. The situation that I dug a hole that's 100 meters deep and put their money and then went home, I agree with this with the Ri that our agreement was that I have to keep guard and anything that's connected to that, I'll be chayav. But if I had a heart attack, says the Ramban, I'll be patur. Why? The Ramban says something very interesting. When I have a heart attack, it's as if there was a robbery against me. Who was stolen? I was stolen. The shomer was stolen. That's an onsi on the shomer itself. And therefore, that is batuach, patur. According to the Ri, it sounds like you'll be chayav also in this instant. But according to the Ramban, that's a different patur that you will have. So let's look again at our three different svarot here. So again, the Ri on one side and the Tosfot and Bava Metzia on the other hand. The Ri, you'll be chayav in everything except if it's robbery. The Tosfot in our side, you're only chayav if you didn't do your job. And if you did the best you could, you don't have to stand there. If you did what's expected for you, like dig a hole and put the money there, like what Shmuel said, then you're a pater. And the svara of the Tosfot here was very strong, and we found a different way to explain the Ri. The Ramban here is adding, it depends what is the onsi. If something happened to my body, if I went crazy, if I had a heart attack, if I had an episode, anything like that, then I'm also patur because it's as if I was stolen myself. And that's part of the Gezerat Katuv, and that's Barur, that it's onus. It's not an onus in the thing. It's onus on me. It's onus Rachmana Patre. But if I did dig a hole and put the money there and went home, I'm chayev because it seems that he agrees with the Ri that the contract that we have between us is to remain put. And anything that's connected, even remotely, to the fact that I wasn't there, I'll still be chayev. So what did we do today? We did something that I think is interesting, but we have to just understand what we did. We didn't really learn the Iyun, all the sugyot, because as I mentioned, if you read the Tosfot itself, you'll see that there are like five sugyot here that we have to read them along. We only looked at two, the sugya that we were reading in Daf and Ben, and the sugya and the Baba Kama and Zayin. And we were looking more at Svarot, and we saw three different Svarot to understanding what kind of contract you have with a Shomer Sachar. The first explanation is a Shomer Sachar has to do what's expected of him. If it's digging a hole, he has to dig a hole. If it's doing other things, but he doesn't have to stay put all the time. He can go home. If he did his best, then that will be patur if he did what he had to do. That was the Tosfot in Daf Mem Bet.
The Re said that the contract is to be present, and if we can claim that your presence would have prevented what happened, you'll be chayav. The Ramban says it depends what happened. If something happened to you physically, that's onus rachmana patre. But if something happened to the object, you're chayav because your presence might have prevented the situation. So I hope you enjoyed our touch on the Neshomim, and this gave you extra look at Shomer Sacha. And I hope we'll get to other shomim, maybe when we get to Daf Tzadik Gimel. And continue enjoying your limud and Bezrat Hashem next week. Maybe we'll even prepare the Pesach together. Take care.